Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland met with a handful of influential boosters on Tuesday and was told continuing financial support depends on new direction with the football program. This is all according to USA Today. They're saying Billy Napier could be fired as soon as this weekend. Certainly will not survive another loss. Now, if they go this route, Billy's buyout would be $21 million.
I even saw a report that he'd be fired no matter what.
Really?
Just do it already. If that's the thing, what are we doing? Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Look, I'm frustrated with the whole thing. I don't like the fact that you're in this position. They are playing Mississippi State this week. It's in Gainesville. I don't like being in this situation to begin with. But just don't talk about it. Just do what you're going to do. It's not fair to Billy Napier. It's not fair to the players. I think they waited. Remember when we talked about when Virginia Tech, Brent Pry was fired? We talked about the red shirt thing.
Yeah.
Well, now that rule has suddenly changed.
Yeah.
And, not just red shirt, but portal. They can enter
I don't think it changed until next year though, right?
No, I'm not sure the verbiage on it. Most of the time, it feels like when the NCAA decides they're going to do something, they make the change right. They're kind of like NASCAR.
Right now.
They're like NASCAR. They're like, hey, you know what?
This is a bad idea. Let's change this.
We've raced 31 races this way this year. We're going to make a change for this week moving forward.
Yeah.
And then we'll readdress it at the end of the season. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't like how this is starting to unfold. Because you said the word influential boosters. I don't know that there's a booster that's not influential, first and foremost.
You know,
second of all, they're holding Scott Strickland's feet to the fire and basically making his decision for him because everything now in college football is financial, more so than it ever has been.
I heard a name, I think, last year, Mike. I want to say it was last year, and it was early last year, and there's one guy down there that controls more money than everybody else.
Yeah.
And basically the program – The firing of people is basically determined on what he decides. Like, if he decides I'm pulling funding, then they're like, unless you make a move, then you make a move. And I'm not 100% sure. That's just something I'd heard through back channels. I do have a couple people in around that program that kind of like the back channel. So that talk about the money stuff. But that's the one thing I heard too when Kirby got to Athens is that he went to South Georgia with a couple of predominant donors,
influential boosters,
and got money for the program, and that's how the indoor facility got done. That's how some of the staff was able to get hired. Like, so
who's been the best Florida coach since Urban Meyer?
Dan Mullen.
You think so?
Yeah,
more than Jim Mack.
Yeah, Dan Mullen. And you can say, well, Jim Mack made two straight SEC championship games.
Yeah,
how'd those turn out? Dan Mullen played in one himself, and they were
very close.
They were very close against one of the best offenses we've ever seen.
Yeah, very close. I'm just curious.
I think it's Dan Mullen. I thought Dan won more than anybody else since that era. Dan was fired, I think, in a winning season. Yeah, they went to a bowl game that year.
You have it, Florida fans. Bring Dan Mullen back, baby. Bring him home.
Dan,
he's back in the circle.
Dan irritated some people down there, too, some influential boosters, which is why he was fired. He also didn't want to recruit as much as some of these guys. Spurrier's already weighed in on Lane Kiffin. So I have a feeling they're going to go all in on trying to pry Lane away from Ole Miss. Let's just hope they have a good backup plan.
Lane's buyout is about to hit nine figures. I mean, it's about to be insane.
Gracious. Alabama's running back Jam Miller is questionable to play in Saturday's game against Tennessee after getting a concussion last week late in the Missouri game.
Yeah, he got hit hard. Both sides, the defender and Jam Miller, both lowered their head, both made head contact. He kind of arms stiffen as he falls to the ground, fumbles the ball out of bounds. This is, I'm not trying to be overreactionary or whatever it may be. This is huge for Alabama. He's just, he's different than anybody else. He is in the realm of the old school Alabama backs that we saw under Nick Saban. And he reminds me a lot of like Josh Jacobs, the way he's able to run the football. And Josh Jacobs was never like the feature guy at Alabama for most of his tenure. But that's what Jay Miller kind of is. The rest of the guys, serviceable, but nobody comes close to what Jay Miller is. I think that he was a big loss when you played Florida State. Tennessee's good team, man. You need everybody kind of on deck. And Jay Miller, obviously, being in the protocol is a tough thing for that program if he's not able to play.
I think he was a big gain for them when he came back for the Georgia game, if I'm not mistaken.
It
and they've played three really good teams in a row.
Yep.
And I think they've looked very good. Real quick, what's the key to beating Tennessee if you're Alabama? Because Tennessee wants to – they'll air it out. We saw that with Brazil, I think, or Brazier, that stud wide receiver they have that lit up Georgia. How does Alabama beat Tennessee? What is the key to that?
The Alabama game plan is keep your offense on the field as long as possible and try not to overexpose anybody defensively. Now, here's what I will say, and Alabama fans that pay attention to this, Damani Jackson, who has been a starting corner for the last couple of years, has looked terrible this season. Got picked on against Georgia, got picked on against Florida State, got picked on more last week. He kind of got benched halfway through the Missouri game. And they're trying at a couple of different spots defensively to put more freshmen in, some guys that are up-and-comers. Really, offensively, they're doing the same thing at right tackle. I think they're going to try to continue to break these guys in while also not benching the guys that you're paying a lot of money to that are in like their fifth year of college football. So it's really – it's kind of a transition period. But, yeah, the game plan is stay on the field as long as you can offensively, convert third downs, and make sure their offense is not able to kind of get their wheels turning.
Well, the Big 12 fined Kansas and Texas Tech $25,000 apiece for fan behavior. Texas Tech was penalized during the game for fans throwing tortillas on the field. That tradition was banned before the season even started, while Kansas was fined for disparaging comments by head coach Lance Leipold. One of his claims was that a Texas Tech fan had thrown a pocket knife at a staffer, and that turned out not to be true.
This is a bad look for Lance Leipold. Like, this is what he said after the game. He said a staffer got hit by a pocket knife thrown from the stands. And what happened is the Big 12 went back and looked at it, and there's just the only film they have is of somebody dropping it on the sideline, possibly dropping it out of their pocket on the sideline, and another person coming just picking it up. So he was trying to make a big deal about the tortillas being thrown, being like, hey, you know, this thing's spiraling out of control. We had a guy get hit by a pocket knife. And when they went back and looked at the tape, they said it was very clear that this was an absolute lie. And the thing that stinks about it is you're going to continue to get fined if you're Texas Tech from what I think is a pretty cool tradition, throwing the tortillas on the field. It is what it is. He's trying to get it to stop. It looks bad all the way around for Kansas. It really does. I hate this.
I think what really got him in trouble was not just the lie, but the way he went in on it, saying it's a culture thing and it's been accepted and it hasn't changed. And he made some
rough, man.
You know, I think whenever you try to call out, when you lie about someone else's air quote culture like that in the stands and basically call them dangerous, it's you're opening yourself up to get in trouble. He went a little too far, but like everybody's dramatic these days. I just add Lance Leipold to the mix there. He's very dramatic. You know, that's a guy I like, right, by the way. You want to talk about
Ding.
You want to talk about head coaches that could come? Joey McGuire, Texas Tech. Now Texas Tech has infused a boatload of money
in that
program.
I don't know that they can afford him.
You know, I'm not sure Florida is I think they can put as much money as Texas Tech is these days. But Texas money, it hits different. Everything's bigger in Texas, Allie.
Well, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Game. All right, it's Throwback Thursday trivia time. We'll see how many of these questions we can get in. Mike won last time on September 18th.
Man,
so the season. I know. We've had some weird weeks. The season is 9-8. Mike, you're in the lead. As always, your name is your buzzer, and Dylan will play referee on this. We'll see how that goes. Angel Reese is the first professional athlete to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It was a huge milestone for her last night. And today's theme, okay, it seems like it's going to be more difficult than it is. It's all about models.
Oh, so it's not Angel Reese themed. Okay. I was going to be okay. I know some Angel Reese stuff.
No, it's all about models. You know athletes love their models.
Okay. All right, I'm here. I'm ready. All right.
Name is your buzzer.
All right.
In 2013, this model who is married to Justin Verlander appeared.
Mike. Kate Upton.
There you go.
I was going to crush you if you missed that one. Dude, I was going to absolutely kill you.
What NBA great made a decision to be the face of Louis Vuitton?
Mike. LeBron James.
That is correct. It is 2-0 with Mike in the lead. Model and former Miss Universe Olivia Culpo married
Mike.
Mike.
Who is Culpo? Christian McCaffrey.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Okay. What former NFL player wasn't so thrilled about all the jokes that were made at his roast about his
Tom Brady?
That is correct. It is 4-0 with Mike in the lead.
I don't know. I watch sports. I don't read Victoria's Secret magazines like you did.
You saw the Tom Brady roast. Come on.
Actually, didn't watch that. I watched a clip of it.
Which track star, known for her long, elaborate...
Bo. Jackie Joyner-Kersee?
No.
Oh, it's Flo-Jo. My bad.
No. Which track star, known for her long, elaborate nails, has modeled for Nike?
Oh, my gosh. I can
see
her face.
Yeah.
I know this one.
I can't get it. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Sha'Carri Richardson. Yeah. Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yep.
I'll give myself a
Sha'Carri.
I couldn't. I was like, dude, I can see her face. And... She got in trouble like a couple months ago, and I watched the video of that just recently. But, yeah, okay.
Which former Yankees captain married model Hannah David? Dylan?
Bo.
All right, Bo.
Derek Jeter.
I feel like
that
I got
is
that
correct.
One.
You feel like you get everyone. You don't.
4-1. Mike is in the lead. Model and Bring It On actress Gabrielle Union married
Bo. Mike.
Dylan.
Mike.
Dwayne
Wade.
I want you to cut that, and we're listening to it in the break.
I know I beat him on that one.
I heard him say Mike after I'd already said Bo.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. I'll cut it up for you.
5-1. Mike is in the lead. Which tennis star was turned into a Barbie for Mattel last year? If I were her sister, I'd be jealous about that one.
Bo. Serena Williams.
That is correct.
I was like, it's one or the other, but I don't know which one.
I was like, are there any other tennis stars that are sisters?
5-2. Mike is in the lead. Devin Booker kept up with this Kardashian slash.
Khloe.
No.
Ah!
It was a
Kendall.
Kendall, yes.
Nice work.
Kendall's
but he didn't buzz in with his name.
You really folded on that one, Mike? I'm disappointed.
Sorry, man. I'm not keeping up
with
the Kardashians.
Maybe you should have gave it to him like he did that other one.
Sorry, man. Jeez.
Which Falcon smiles so much he's now a model for Colgate?
Mike.
Bijan
Robinson.
That is correct. 6-3. Country singer, reality star, and model for her own brand, Kittenish, Jesse James Decker, is married to
Mike.
Which?
Bo.
Mike.
What is this? Eric Decker. Sorry.
There you go. Yes, that's correct.
Why are you looking at me like I'm
I was like,
you
dude, I know this
name?
Guy's name. I'm pretty sure Eric Decker's my age, if I'm not mistaken.
Might be older.
We'll try one more. Which former NFL player / bachelorette contestant?
Bo. Jesse Palmer?
No.
Oh.
Is expecting a baby with Mochi swimwear model JoJo Fletcher.
Jordan Rodgers played in the NFL? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's Jordan Rodgers.
Jordan Rodgers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought
that was like the only other guy that was
positive.
Possible.
He was a practice. He was on.
So yeah, you're right. He was really good in college.
It counts though.
He was really good.
No, it counts.
No, there's no doubt it counts.
There's guys in this city that say they played in the NFL and it was just a practice squad. I'm fine with it.
I thought we were getting into the practice squad.
No, it counts. No, it counts. I'm just saying he was on the roster in practice squad.
I told you guys before, those guys have it rough. They had an era there where it was what's the other guy's name? Jay Cutler. And Jordan Rodgers back-to-back at Vanderbilt?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
Some Jesse's there, man.
Diego Pavia gets a lot of credit for, you know, how he's played. And I'm like, they're like, they haven't had a quarterback like this. And I'm like, did you just freaking forget Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
The era? Because, you don't have to like Jay Cutler. I don't really care if you do or not, but he was a hell of a player at Vanderbilt.
Yeah. There was like one or two guys in between those two, but, man, they were both good.
Congratulations, Mike. You are now in the lead for the season, 10-8. Coming up, Mike and Bo have sized up the Falcons' next opponent. We will get into the Falcons' defense against the 49ers' offense, what to watch for next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.